For more now, we can talk to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. Tony, with a handful of exceptions, most notably Viktor Orban, this is probably not the outcome that European leaders will have wanted. How have they been reacting?
Well, they've been reacting, as you'd expect, Rachel, from a diplomatic point of view. They've been offering congratulations and pledging to continue to develop transatlantic relations. And I think the underlying message from officials here in Brussels and national capitals has been that, first of all, they want to emphasise that message to Donald Trump, that a transatlantic relationship is good for him as well as for the European Union, and that he should also be mindful of protecting the international rules-based order and the UN Charter. And that's kind of code for supporting the territorial integrity of Ukraine. I mean, I think certainly people are less caught on the hop as they were back in 2016 when Europe really was stunned by the result then. There have been ongoing preparations since the spring, really. Officials have been meeting at the European Commission to war game how the EU should respond, especially on tariffs. Now, he's talked about 10% tariffs on every country outside the United States, and that could have a very damaging effect to the European economy. One estimate is that it would cost about 150 billion euro a year in lost exports to the European, to the United States from Europe, about 1% of GDP. And another sort of knock-on effect is if he goes ahead and imposes 60% tariffs on goods coming in from China, then you could have Chinese goods then flooding the European market, and that in turn could trigger a trade war between Europe and China. And we're already in a kind of a trade war on electric vehicles. So there are not too many good outcomes for the European Union if Donald Trump makes good on his promises. But as the Tonnage just said there, we're going to have to wait and see what he actually does as opposed to what he's been saying he'll do.
Tony, many thanks for that. Tony Connolly there in Brussels.